All right, there's more of Joe talking to us, man. He will continue to talk to us for as long as we live. And then I'm sure he's up somewhere right now doing a sound check, man, getting everything ready. And I hope that he's looking out for a snooker table for us to play on when we get there. That guy loved his snooker, man. He brought a table here that we think used to belong to the king or the queen or something. It was the most beautiful snooker table I ever saw. He put it in his room, and all of a sudden, Ed Bliss got a snooker table. Catherine and I got a snooker table. Bob got a snooker table. And pretty soon, the North Fork Snooker Club was born, and he was right there with it every chance he could. And one of the great things that he had was what we called an air bridge, in which he would lift his stick about 8 to 10 inches above the table, and his hand would waver around, and he'd bring a shot down. Sometimes he'd hit the object ball. Sometimes he'd miss completely. But we sure loved him and do love him and appreciated his involvement in his snooker lessons.
I said, man, a snooker is like a bad drug, man. It just keeps growing.
True thing.
Can't put it down.
Something you got to work to get good at.
Or maybe it's a good drug. I
don't know. You got to work hard at it.
Hey, we got Fettuccine in the house, man.
That's right, and you are listening to KVNF 90.9 Paonia, KVMT 89.1 Montrose, and on the web at kvnf.org.
Hey, man, where you been?
Oh, I've been hither and yon. I'm kind of on radio sabbatical these days. I'm out there slaving away, earning a wage on the road.
Earning a wage?
Well, it's not about where I ended up today. It's about where I'm from. It's about home today. And I only get home a few times a year. And I tell you, it really hurts because you see these things in steps when things happen to our home the way they are right now. It's kind of a tough time around here. And I cry for my county. I cry for all the people who are really feeling it right now. And on top of all the other pain we're feeling, then this happens. And it's just really hard for... And my heart goes out for my neighbors.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. My wife has been a waitress and bartender here for 30-something years, and I was stopped at the house on the way up here. And she's like, I remember waiting on Pam and Joe many times and, between the Elks Lodge and everything else. And my kids have gone to school here in Hotchkiss, and all the things that they've done for this community. It's my hat's really off to them today.
One of the most important, besides just the love and honor that he brought into our community and that Pam brought along with him, is the Cocker Kids Foundation that was founded by Pam and Joe. And Bob Panetta is on the board, and Ted Hoff is here. He was on the board. Catherine McCarthy, my wife, was on the board, and she's here. And what they have done for the community and what they have done for the schools and the people that they have touched, and it has just been a phenomenal, phenomenal contribution to this community.
It sure has. I've done a few stints on the board myself, and I could personally attest to how much love he had for this community, for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure to be part of that board and see how much Joe really gave to the community. I mean, it's over $1 million that he's given to the schools and the children of this community since he's been here. And I often just think that if every person in his position in the world, his stature in the world, were as considerate and as good to the people in their community as Joe has been to the people in our community, it would be a different world.
Amen to that. Well, enough of the buzzkill. We should bring it back up and be celebrating.
What do I got over here? I got number 5 queued up, and I got a record queued up. Is it?
Oh, man, the record, the vinyl, man.
Does it go for vinyl?
Is Joe with the Crusaders.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty special tune, man.
All right, check it out.
Had to fight just to hold my head up. Times when even my friends tried to make a fool of me. There were things in my heart attacked that the judge couldn't see. Some said I was hopeless, my tangled in the night, strong hearts just keep going. That is why I'm still standing here today. Come together, raise up your voices. This time my song of love and life won't go away. I'll sing forever here in the sunshine. I've lived to see the sun break through the storm. I'm so glad I'm standing here today. If you're lost in your troubles and the world just seems to forget you, if you remember sunshine even on your darkest day, just follow what your heart says and you find a way. Some said I was hopeless, my tangled in the night, strong hearts just keep going. That is why I'm still standing here today. Put a candle in the window. Cause I feel I've got to move. Though I'm going, I'll be coming home soon. Long as I can see the light. Pack my bag and let's get moving.
guess I'm bound to drift away. Well, I'm gone, I'm gone. You don't have to worry. Long as I can see the light. Guess I've got that old traveling bone. Cause this feeling won't leave me alone. Said I won't, oh no, I won't be losing my way. Long as I can see the light.
From the west until the east. She can wash your world away. When storms fill her eyes, when storms fill her eyes, you'll never know just what to say. Don't say a word, don't say anything. She don't need your truth or lie. Just hold her close and love her. Yeah, a woman cries. When a woman cries, when a woman cries, there is no saddest song. So you apologize, you apologize. If you don't know what you've done wrong, but if you really wanna make her happy, to stop her sobbing and her sighing, just hold her close and love her. Don't you waste your time thinking of the right thing to say.
Just the right thing to say.
Just put your arms around her. Tell the cloud to roll away. When a woman cries, when a woman cries, she can tear your world apart. When storms fill her eyes, when storms fill her eyes, it can break, break a man's home. And if you find that you are crying too, don't let her come. No surprise. Just hold her close and love her. When your woman cries, when the woman cries.
said that it's over now. I still remember how you made that final vow. Now I was blown up. I picked my phone up. Operator said to me, save your time, and nobody on the line. Call back later if you please. I was shocked when you left, cut to the quick. Shocked when you said that it's over now. I remember how made that final vow. I've been told there's a thorn in every rose. I've been told there's a thorn in every rose. I sure found out. Yeah, I found out. When I met you, and you wouldn't let me see what you rolled down. Now it's gone around. When the news came secretly, I was shocked when you left down to the quick. You say it's over now. I still remember how you made that final vow. 'Cause I was shocked.
I want you to cry. I want you to cry. I want to be. I want you to cry. Thanks indeed. Thank you. Yeah. That's better than all of these.
Let's give Joe a whole track of people cheering.
Really? He deserves it today.
Yay.
In case you just tuned in, and in case you didn't get the news, Joe Cocker left the stage last night, and we're here just celebrating his life and his death through song. Joe, man, we love you so much.
He's right here, man.
Mm-hmm. Put him on.
He's right here. He mm-hmm. said he don't want to talk right now. He said McCarthy's his mouthpiece.
All right. Well, I better start singing or something. I've never been able to sing in my life, man. They wouldn't let me sing in the choir in my fraternity.
I know you take it to heart, but don't take it quite that much.
Okay.
Is he on the clock? You know?
So, hey, I just want to say a little word about those concerts, man, those concerts he did here in Hotchkiss. But, man, there was something else. There was just something else. And I got a little note from Otis Taylor, who Otis did the last show with Joe here, and he did that amazing little jam with Joe at the Paradise Theater.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Hey Joe.
7-minute version of Hey Joe.
Yeah. You know, those concerts were so special because as involved as they were with the Cocker Kids Foundation, those shows really crossed all the lines here in our region, and people came from all over to go to those shows. And for him to bring the full band and do the full production at, you know, the Delta County Fairgrounds, not once but twice. I mean, it's burnt into my kids' memory. They'll never forget that, and I'll never forget Otis.
I remember parking cars and how many single women drove in from out of state, from Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
With extra bras and panties.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, the great thing about those shows here, some people unfortunately don't live here in the North Fork of Western Slope of Colorado, might not know, but there's a very, very funky place in Hotchkiss, Colorado that we put on our county fairs once a year, and that's where this took place, and it was all set up with the mountains in the background and Joe playing and the full band, and all the money and the proceeds went to support the Cocker Kids, which has done so much good work. And Joe, man.
Yeah, imagine your county fairgrounds with the rodeo grounds, and that's where they built the stage, was in the middle of the rodeo ground, and all the people were up in the grandstands and down on the track there, and it was about as down-home rock and roll as you can get.
Ride 'em cowboy.
From Sheffield all the way to Hotchkiss.
The first show introduced the Valley to the Subdudes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where it showed up. That was
pretty cool. You know, it was just the community. It was just everybody equal. That was so special, man, you know. Just from, you know, a cowhand down the road to, you know, fancy people from L.A.
Mm-hmm. You know, we keep talking about all the good that Joe and Pam have both done in our little corner of the world. And I'd like all the people that are out there streaming on the web and all you people out there listening to know that you're only able to hear this because we're coming to you live from the
Cocker Studio.
And there's an amazing contribution was made in order for us to pull this one off.
I just want to say that Otis's message was that sharing that time with Joe was one of the true highlights of his professional career.
Sharing the time we spent with Joe around the snooker table is one of the most impressive times of my not quite so professional career.
Or as Willie Hilliard would say, around the rum bar.
But I think that's what was special about this place to him, too. He could be himself. He could let go. He could have privacy. People respected his space, and I think he always appreciated that for us.
He'd be shopping for tomatoes at City Market.
Yeah.
He was just one of the guys.
Exactly right.
Whether he was here in L.A. or in Aspen, Colorado, he was just one of the guys. That's what he wanted to be. That's who he was.
That's who he was. That's who he was.
Yeah. So, you guys are all the guys.
Woman to woman.
That's what we got for you right now.
Hit it.
Please put a record on.
doggone rodeo.
Where have you been, oh margarine? Here
sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell no insane. I
Taking us to church.
That's how he ended his sets, man. That's it.
With this tribute that we've just been through in these last 3 hours to our good friend, Joe Cocker, we hope we played some of the songs that you remember him for, and if we didn't, go buy an album.
Or call us when we're on the radio, man, and make a request.
Or tell your friends to go out on the web and check out the stream that I think Jeff's going to put this up on the archives.
That's right. Yeah. It'll be available to everybody. Ed Bliss, you got something to tell us, man? Real quick, man.
Church and the cathedral, I just thinking how much Joe loved fishing. In the Black Canyon of the Gunnison, we would go down through there. And we'd go through the part called the cathedral, and he was always looking for this 30-inch brown or rainbow. It didn't make much difference which kind. And he almost got it a couple times, and I just hope somehow now he does get that rainbow. But the hours on the river for him were precious. He would come home off the tour 3 or 4 months on the road somewhere. He wanted to come home, see his wife, play some snooker, and hit the river. And it was a wonderful thing.
Very cool. Very cool, man. Thank you. So, we're going to be tipping a pint to Joe tonight down there at PJ's in Hotchkiss. If anybody wants to come down and join us, man, you feel free to come on down and pay a little tribute to somebody that meant so much to this community.
So much to the music community, so much for every note he's hit, every song he sang. Pure beauty, pure love.
Internationally loved and respected, man.
And our heart, our love just goes out to Pam so much right now.
Very cool.
As Leonard Cohen said, he was a man who had no choice. He was born a man with a golden voice. Our man, Joe.
I want to thank everybody that's enjoyed this afternoon with us, and keep Joe's memory in your heart where it belongs.
Happy trails, Joe.
Love you, man.
See you, Joe. Happy Christmas.
Well, somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so as she says bye,
bye, my little black bird.
No one seems to love, oh, understand, yeah.